Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so
much. Amanya
n'eddoboozi. On my name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
Tubaagala nnyo mu linnya Mukama waffe Yesu.
We love you so much in the name of Jesus.
Era tusanyuka nga ffenna abakungaana bulijjo.
And we rejoice that all of us fellowship every day.
And
all of us reach into real understanding. Praise Jesus.
For the
Bible says
that our
Master offered his sacrifice for his blood,
for our
unrighteousness,
our
ignorance. Now that sacrifice was given for taking away only sins, but even ignorance to be wiped out.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now think so much
that
even though God takes away your sin, and the same sacrifice has to take away your ignorance.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If he
doesn't take away ignorance, unrighteousness is
back.
Yes,
yes.
Praise Jesus.
We
have not been given knowledge how you reached into that sin. And you can find yourself getting back in the same sin. But because he is the wise God, which we studied in John 1, that is the only wise God. He knew he had to take away sins and ignorance.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we thank him so much when he fulfills that within us. For many past seasons back,
he
told us the blood of Jesus takes away sins, but they never told us it takes away ignorance.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when you take away someone's sins, and you never tell them how they reached those sins, they resume to do the same thing. But the blood of Jesus, it came to take away our sins and our ignorance. That is why we thank God every day
for doing
such a wonderful work within our lives. And
it
never takes away only our sins,
even
all ignorance. He takes it away, that he may make us totally free.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
give him back the glory and the honor
for
the good moment he's added us, that
he
may know him. Right from now, every day we're going to begin with the word of wisdom for 10 minutes. But in those 10 minutes, we're going to be explained what the prayer of repentance is.
This
prayer of warfare. And the prayer to be given. Praise Jesus so much. I will begin to make you aware that you're going to buy a book, and it's small, and it's not very small, for we shall always pass through them. It means that book, you have to break it into 3 portions.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And we shall have this prayer of repenting to the Holy Spirit.
We
are going to learn how do we repent to the Holy Spirit. What
we
are going to be passing through will always be brief. And we shall pray to be captured very well.
We
shall edit them in the shortest time possible, to be able to learn.
They
will be in brief, but they would have lightened many things.
It remain
being revealed in scriptures how you can repent.
First
and foremost, we shall be repenting of the Holy Spirit.
We
shall have the prayer of warfare. We shall have a prayer to be given. Prayer to repent to the Master Jesus Christ, and the prayer to repent to the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those are the five criteria.
Kitegeza nti mu kitabo kyo kyogenda okugula.
In the book you're going to buy,
ujja kusala mu parts 5.
You apportion it 5 parts, and each part you give it enough papers. For every day we shall be adding onto those portions.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
It's required
of us to get that highlight. It means we shall be praying as we shall study as I'm praying, as if. And I'm trying to lead you as the Spirit will lead me, how you will be praying. Praise Jesus.
We study
as we pray.
It
means those words will be going, but not speedily. But in those seasons when you have understood them,
you're
able to be moving on the speed the Spirit will have given you. Do not copy that speed, we shall be learning within it. It's not going to be a very high speed, but it tries to show you and to lighten to you. Praise Jesus. When it begins, in Luke 14, we are going to be learning of those issues we learned about. But the apostles, the Spirit led them to ask this question. Let's read of it. Luke
11.
This is a question which was asked and it's going to be answered in the entire world. Luke 11 from verse 1.
Luka esula ya olusoka. Awo lwatuuka bwe yali ngaali mu kifo ng'asaba. Bwe yamala kubayigirizwa be omu n'amugamba nti Mukama waffe tuyigirize okusaba.
Teach us how to pray. Because
you
are hearing the things Jesus was praying were different. And they have ever heard the Pharisees praying. The Sadducees were praying. These were the religions around. Even other religions.
And they
even John, how they pray. But Jesus has
this
way of prayer which surprises. But he said, no, our master.
All
the rest, let's put it aside. And the Pharisees pray, even the things like that. Teach us how we are going to pray. It means that it's prayer can be taught. They can give you tips of how you can pray. What the proof of how you can pray.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's proceed on here. Luke 11 from verse 1.
Tuyigirize okusaba. Era nga Yokana bwe yayigiriza abayigirizwa be.
Agamba ne Yokana.
And it's even John.
Asingana abayigirizwa be bali ne Sara ze basaba.
His disciples praying certain prayers.
Nga yabayigiriza.
And he had taught them.
Sigiza nti omuntu bw'omuyigiriza akekitono.
Remember, the Holy Spirit was one in giving those summaries. For we know the Bible when the Master was speaking. In James chapter 4, he said you shouldn't be prayerless.
Okay.
You don't have because you don't pray. And when you pray, you pray to use them for your own desires. And he asked where the walls come from. Is it not in those desires?
But
because the Spirit knows how to pray as God wills, like we always see in Romans, Romans chapter
8,
26 to down. Now the Holy
Spirit,
he tells them, ask the man how you are going to pray. For now, all the prayers which have been passed, God had cut them off and never wanted them anymore.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For the Spirit in Isaiah, Isaiah 24, verse 16. He went to pray, report us of prayers we prayed without salvation. And he said the prayers they are praying, they are not needed. For when they have seen distress, that's when they come to you, the Lord. And they pour out their prayer.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they groan so much, like a woman going to give birth. And they got pregnant. But they birthed twins. There was no salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those prayers, God had already abandoned them. And in Proverbs 20. 28, from verse
9,
he said the prayer of they who don't hold on God is laws. They are detestable. They have nowhere they are going. Now our Master Jesus, when he reaches the world, the Holy Spirit bears our weakness. And he told them, tell the man, teach you how to pray.
For
even John told his disciples, and they had a different kind of prayer. But we do teach us. You separate yourself and you get aside to pray. When you hear you pray, what you pray, we don't know of it. But briefly teach us how to.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on with Luke.
Luke 11, verse 2.
Lugamba.
Nabagamba nti, we musabanga, musabe nganti, chitafe. Erinyalo tukuzibwe.
Ekisooka mu byonna.
First and foremost, when you're praying, think of repentance, that the name of the Father may be cleansed. But in cleansing this name, you have to know when it was darkened.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For you cannot cleanse. What soap are you going to buy when you don't know what caused the clothes to get dirty?
Yes,
praise Jesus. We have to first know, when did we darken the name of the Father? That's where we look, that when he sent his spirit and we rejected him and rejected the work of his Holy Spirit, when he sent his son, we also rejected against the sun, and we do many other things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we are coming to repenting to his spirit, repenting to his word, that is the Master Jesus, and also repenting to the Father. And we know how we shall cleanse his name. And how do we dirt in that name? For the name of the Father, it is of the Son, and it is of the Holy Spirit. For these three are one.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those were prayers to be given also by a prayer of warfare.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he says,
he sampled
us and said, when you pray, pray that the Father is in heaven. We have left all the other fathers. Believe the commands of your Son. He told us never have any other Father on earth except the one in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Don't pray any other thing. Don't pray to any other God, whether the God of so and so, but the God you pray to, know that he's your Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't go and pray in the name of the God of so and so. Pray one thing in the Father in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
are many things which are not right within them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We found ourselves
to the God of Pastor
Soko.
They
told. Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's proceed on.
What
we've gotten to understand more,
we've not begun
on the other prayers that we are going to pray
for them,
but we've begun with an introduction. I'm trying to
show
you, it's required of us to learn how we are going to pray.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
to know who are we going to pray to. You're not going to pray to my God or to the God of Pastor Bosa. You're going to pray to the Father in heaven. The Father in heaven. For the Spirit was sent within us. He cries one thing of a Father. Don't pray to the God of any person. Praise Jesus. Don't pray to the God of the Ecclesia. The God of the Catholic Church. Between salvation of things that come, the God of
Sons,
the God of Pastor, the God of Apostle.
They told you,
in your prayer, the first thing, our Father is in heaven. Don't pervert to any other God. Look to the Father in heaven. Allah be your name. We have known how we repent to the Holy Spirit. And we look at the works was to be doing, and we took them away from
him.
Or as we exchanged him with another spirit. And we repent to Christ, whom we never knew who he was, even the works he did for us, even what he told us, how he twisted it. And we repent to the Father for forgetting him. That is the Father of all souls. And we got our own other fathers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the prayer to be given,
he is
the one who gave us all things. But we could never know.
And
we thought that the God of so and so gave it us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the prayer of warfare,
he
has been fighting our wars.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in your prayer as you begin it, don't begin with the God of so and so. The God is one, our Father is in heaven.
Luke 11, verse 2. Mugamba nganti, kitaffe, erinnya lyo litukuzibwe.
Now the
other thing we pray, it's like a prayer to be given.
What
we first ask in all, before you ask for food to eat, before you ask for jobs, before you ask for your houses, all the needs of yours, we first ask the kingdom come. We must have God explain who is this kingdom.
We
know that is the Holy Spirit, as it is written, Matthew 12:28. If I cast demons by the Spirit of the Lord, the kingdom of God has come. And the
Lord
asked him in Luke, when will the kingdom come? He told them, it is within your midst. Now we ask the kingdom, the Holy Spirit, to be manifest.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's the prayer to ask the kingdom to come. If you have not known who the kingdom is, you will not be able to call him.
And
you will not be able to manifest.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He was trying to briefly pass through the prayer to be given.
Luke 11, verse
3.
Otuenga buli lunaku emmere yaffe ey'olunaku.
After we've asked the kingdom to come back, that is the Holy Spirit. For when he comes, you know his works are numerous. He's the teacher of the word. It reminds us things of Christ. When he's poured upon us, we get to understand God's word. And we begin to ask of our own physical things. Give us our food. In this food, there is also the spiritual food. That part too you have to aspirate. For you are two in one. You have the inner man, you have the outer person. Both of them eat. That is why Amos says, Amos 8:11, that there will be a hunger and a famine, a thirsty. And it's not of eating food, it's not of drinking water, but of hearing God's word. Now that food too, we ask for it. The needs of this food are many, which involves bringing spiritual gifts which will be able to serve us through the food, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers. Now you're within praying concerning that food, how it is, and now you handle the physical food. The physical food is much. It involves the one we eat through the mouth. It involves the drinking. It, even the house is physical food. It's food for the body. Nowhere to sleep, even if you eat food. As if you've not eaten. There are eats like television. Just watching a television, if you don't have it, you complain to God. Lord, it's me who has no radio. The eyes want to eat on the body that they can watch a television. The ears to hear onto the news, even on the songs. And God, I want to hear the gospel. Listen clear. That part is a bit broad.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the food for the body is not when you
are,
and you have nothing to clothe, or when you close the same shirt, you feel saddened and you're not satisfied properly. Clothe is one shirt.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I think some of what has been spoken on the physical food, it's been heard clear. That what concerns the physical, that you can understand. Now all these ones, we phrase them in the five parts of prayer. The prayer to repent to the Holy Spirit, the prayer of warfare, a prayer to repent to the Lord Jesus.
Tuli mu Luka isura ya 11 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
11:4.
Era otusanyiwe ebyonono byaffe.
Ngendo sala ya kwenenya. Ndoza otegeera nti kitaffe Omukama waffe Yesu yali afunzizza esaala eno n'agiteeka mu bufunze yeeri gye tugezezzaako okujja mu mitendera giri etaano.
Try to bring out in the first five levels.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus.
Mulukesula ya kuminemu ulinyirwa kuna. Era otusonyiwe ebyonono byaffe. Kubanga nafe, tusonyiwa buli bwetubanja.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus.
Ntingogendo savisale yokwenenya.
Was going to pray for to be forgiven.
Ngoyagala bakusonyiwe.
You want to be forgiven.
Usoka kusonyiwa nawe.
You too, you first forgive.
Katondo kusonyiwa ko kuli mungeri josonyiwe
abalala. The way God forgives it, it depends on how you forgiven
are. Abakunyiza abali bakuroza abali bakuzeki.
The one who have ever bewitched you.
Gwosoka no basonyiwa.
When you first forgive them.
Nawe no jo kusaba
osonyiwe. You come to ask to be forgiven.
Okusonyiwa kwaffe,
our forgiveness,
kusinzira kwebyo naffe engeri gye tusonyiyemu
abalala, dependent on how we are forgiven others.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wabula ebiseera ebisinga abantu bangi beenenya,
but many times people repent,
ate nga nabo tebasonyiye bannaabwe,
yet they too have not forgiven their other colleagues,
ne balowooza nti Katonda ayinza okubasonyiwa,
and they think that God can forgive them.
Bayibuli egamba,
Bible says,
nti olunaku olumu,
that one day,
waliwo omuddu omu,
there is one servant,
yalina mukama we nga mubanja sente nyingi.
He had his master when he was demanding him a lot of money.
N'agendayo n'amugamba zinbuzi ensonyiwa.
He went to plead for master to be forgiven of that money.
Mukama we n'amusonyiwa.
And the master of his forgave him.
Naye omuddu oyo,
but that servant,
bwe yali akirira amadaala,
when he was sloping down the stairs,
n'asingana munne gw'abanja,
he met his fellow servant whom he was also owing, who was owing
n'amukwata amatayi n'amutwala n'amusiba,
and he grabbed him, took him to the prisons.
mukamawe yamusonyiye bwe yawulire
the master who forgave him when he heard that
namuyita
he called him
namuzaako ebbanja liri
and he restored the dead unto him
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
namuzaako ki
he restored the dead upon him
namukwata naye namukola ki
and he to imprisoned him
namusiba bombiri ne babeera mukomera ate yebageye
both of them got in prison that is hell
kakati ya kugamba
now he tells you
ukugenda kusonywa atakuzeeko omusango
going to be forgiven and restored the judgment upon you
uro kuvunana abalala
for choosing others
akugamba soko basonywa uli okwejena kusonywa rumuchi
he tells you first forgive them and then you come I also forgive you it's done
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus so much
na tuli mu Luka esura ya 11 n'olunyiriri olwokuna
Luke 11 verse 4
tutwala mukukemebwa
mukama tutwala mukemebwa
do not lead us into temptation
ayo tulokole mbobi
but for lead us not into temptation
kati wano what is sala yotoro wesi
now here the prayer of warfare begins from here
utulokole awo tuba tugenze mu lutalo
we've gone in warfare
omusajja mukama wafe yesu
our master jesus
kati sala zonna nazifunza funza bigambo bitono nnyo
Christ all the prayers in a few words
tutwala mukemebwa nayo tulokole
lead us not into temptation
one way to ingira zine sala zo utalo
zo here is where we enter prayers of warfare
na tuliyo kato kubaba masaja bonna
beat all principalities
abadde batuletera okukemebwa okwo
they will be bringing all these temptations
na tumalizanga tulina obuloko zibu
which end up having much salvation
Luke 11 verse 5 nabagamba nti ani kummwe alina owo mukwano aligenda ewuwe ettumbi namugamba nti mukwano gwange mpole emigaati esatu kubanga mukwano gwange azze ava mu lugendo nange sirina kyakussa mu maaso ge n'oli ali munda n'addamu n'agamba nti tonteganya kakano oluggi luggale abaana bange nange tumaze okwebaka siyinza kugolokoka kukuwa mbagamba nti newankubadde nga tagolokoka n'amuwa kubanga mukwano gwe naye olw'okutayirira kwe anaagolokoka n'amuwa byonna byeyeetaaga
bw'alemerako
when he insists on
avayo naga musajja ndeyo andemesezo okweba
he gets out and says stop is
nafe kutuna agenda maso kulemera ko kwenenya
kwa we keep on insisting on our repentance
usaba kwa finso gachi tukudingana
buli lwa that is why we repeat it every day
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
ni wankubade tukudingana mwe bibi tubatuogedde
when though we don't repeat in those we speak
kubanga ebyo kubikuluwa bije biri mbyandi
for what is to be revealed is much within scriptures
bogena matali ne sule yomukaga
when you go to Matthew 6
onyole 19 tulugamba
we verse 13 it says this
Matayo esura ya mukaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu totutwala mu kukemebwa naye otulokole eri obubi kubanga obwakabaka n'obuyinza n'ekitiibwa bibyo
wano omaliriza weebaza
after you finish when you thanking
buli sala gy'okola
every prayer you make
olina okumaliriza nga weebaza
you have to end up thanking
ng'omugulumiza
and you glorifying God
kubanga obwakabaka
for this kingdom and thy glory
byonna bibyo
they are all yours
buli bw'omaliriza esalu n'okubanga weebaza
ebikuweereddwa
ekyo kye bayita
okukkiriza
kubanga oba osabidde mu kigambo
kya katonda
oba olina okubanga oteekako okukkiriza
kubanga
okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira
okuli
ekigambo kya
katonda
yesu yeebazibwe
esala
eyo
tujja
kubanga tugitandikako tusobole okujjuza ebigambo
eby'ensonga
era nga birimu okumanya
mukama waffe ayogera bw'ati our master speaks like this in Job 38
agamba bw'ati
says like this
Yobu esura ya 38 n'olunyiriri olusooka awo mukama n'alyoka addamu Yobu ng'ayima mu mbuyaga ez'akazimu n'ayogera nti ani naleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa n'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya.
Yesu yeebazibwe. Katonda tayagala tusabe
esala
zaffe teziri mu bigambo byakumanya.
Oyinza
omaliriza nga oleeta ekizikiza mu
kuteesa.
Kituufu Mukama yatuyita nga bwe kyawandikibwa mu Isaaya
1:18
nti mujje tuteese ffembi era nga tuyita mu kusaba okumutegeeza ebyo bye
twetaaga
okuteesa naye naye ate tusobola kugendayo n'ebigambo ebitaliimu wadde
okumanyayesu
yeebazibweoyinza okweka ng'osabira kkanisa
n'ogamba
mukama tukwebaza tukugulumiza naye tukusaba ozimba ekkanisa
y'amaanyi nayandabirwamumukama
nga yakitiibwa okusinga
eyasooka
bino bibamu ekizikiza
in that prayer there is
that message.
In that prayer you have to pray. Lord, we ask.
Wayogera.
You spoke.
Mubyawandiko bitukufu.
In the Holy Scriptures.
Mukagai.
In Haggai.
No gamba.
And you say.
Ekanisa y'oluvannyuma.
The church of the latter
church
will be glorious.
Okusinga eyasooka.
Than the former.
Kyetuva tukusaba.
That's why we ask.
Bwe wayogera mu Bakolinso.
As you spoke in Corinthians.
Ekisooka.
First Corinthians.
Esula 12.
Chapter 12.
Nti ekanisa ezimbwa ebirabo
eby'omwoyo.
Tukusaba osindika abatume.
Send apostles.
Bannabbi.
Send prophets.
Abasumba.
Send pastors.
Tuzimbe ekanisa y'omukama. Kuba gano ge matafaali. Guno gwe musenyu. Okuzimba ekanisa
evumye.
Wagizimba ku musingi.
Build on the foundation.
Gw'abatume ne bannabbi.
Of the apostles and the prophets.
Ebyo ogenda okudda okunona.
That you're going to come
for. Atenda bala newankubadde olufunyiro.
Without support nor wrinkle.
Oba osabira mu kumanya.
You are praying through knowledge.
Utegedde bulungi.
You have understood well.
Naye bw'osaba ekkanisa ey'ekitiibwa.
Ask for a glorious church.
N'osaba endabirwamu.
If you do ask for a glass church.
Shoka, ano na ite kizikiza
mu kumanya. Who is this who darkens my counsel?
N'ebigambo tali mu wadde
okumanya. With words without knowledge.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Olala obeerawo ng'osaba.
Sometimes you dare pray.
Olutalo.
Prayer of warfare.
N'ogamba.
And he said.
Mukama.
Lord.
Numba amagombo
wale. I attack here right now.
Numba okufa.
I'm attacking death right now.
Malaika okufa.
Angel of death, I strike you down.
Malaika we magombo.
Angel of hell, I strike you.
Ogenda otuuka eri nga yatuma malaika okufa mu Misiri.
God is the one who sent the angel of death to Egypt.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga ne magombe.
And even hell.
Yamutuma yamutuma okusiba sitaani mu bunnyo
bwa. The one who sent him to imprison the devil.
Kati ate okuba.
Now you are rather striking the one.
Ate nga Bible yegamba.
And Bible says.
Tuwanagane sitaani n'ab'amasasi.
We wrestle with principalities and evil powers.
Emizimu egiri mu bwengula.
Evil demons within the space.
Kati wekanga osaba ebintu nga birimu ekizikiza.
Find in your prayer there is darkness.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bwe tutunulira Yobu 23.
At Job
23.
Verse 1.
Atugamba bwati.
He tells us this.
Ebisala biwanvuko.
Then concerning prayer things are brought.
Naye tugenda kuba tufunziza bwe tuti.
But you're going to pray. Briefing the summary, like the introduction like that, summarizing it like that.
Yobu esoya makumi abiri musatu n'olinyolusooka.
Job 23 from verse 1.
Awo Yobu n'addamu n'ayogera nti, ne leero okwemulugunya kwange kujeemu, okukubibwa kwange kusinga okusinda kwange obuzito. Singa mmanyi gye nnyinza okumulabira, singa nnyinza okutuuka n'awali entebe ye.
Singa mmanya.
I knew.
Kubanga bw'omala
okuli. You knew when you're filled with counsel.
Toyinza kudda onoogamba.
You cannot be there and say,
Katonda waffe.
My our God.
Ali mukuru awo mubbanga.
Who is heaven in the firmament up there?
Oyogera. Ayi Katonda atudde ku ntebe.
Oh Lord, who is enthroned?
Eyo tuwa abakadde abiri mu abana.
And surrounded. Who is enthroned on the throne? Enthroned in the third heaven.
Nkusaba osinzire mu ntebe yo.
I pray blessing in your throne.
Okyusa amaaso go okutulaba.
Turn your eyes.
Kwegamba tosabusabye ali awo.
You don't just pray that it's up there. Up in the space.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Vuga singa manya je musisinkana.
If I knew his dwelling place.
Esala yange njitwala direct
wa wa. I take my prayer direct to where he is.
Bwe manya ga ntebe ya chisa.
If I went to mercy seat.
Nsobola kugamba.
I can say.
Ayi mukama.
Oh Lord.
Atura ku ntebe ye
chisa. He is enthroned on the mercy seat. Which is in the midst of the cherubim.
Uza mujukira mu Zaburi ya
8. Remember him in Psalms 80.
Ayi mukama.
Oh Lord.
Atura mu masekati ga bakerubi.
Enthroned in the midst of the cherubim.
Kugamba obo directing esale.
You direct your prayer with the
yerimo kumanya nokutakira
with knowledge and understanding.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Atuli mu Yobu esula ya 23 n'olunyirwa kona.
Job 23 verse 4.
Nandiriranyiza ensonga yange mu maaso ge.
Nti nandi badde n'ensonga n'engiteeka ne mu maaso ge.
My case before him.
n'enkikyusa akamwa kange ensonga
nti oba ojjuza ebigambo byokka nga bya nsonga
byokkaoba
bya nsonga oba si bya nsonga
Yobu 23:5 n'andimanya ebigambo byeyandinzizeemu
nti era nanditegedde n'okutegeera katonda biki
byanzizeemubamba
manyi asobola okunziramu
mukwolesebwamubirooto
obuliwo
the trance
mubuliwo oba okuyita mu bantu abenjawulo
through the people physically
yesu yebazibu
praise jesus
oba okutuma malayika we
or to send his angel
atuli mu yobu 23 olunyiriro
lw'okutaano Job 23:5
n'andimanya ebigambo byeyandinzizeemu n'entegeera byeyandiŋŋambye yandinyombesezza olw'obukulu bw'obuyinza bwe nedda naye yandinzisizzaako omwoyo
nti naye yandinzisizzaako
omwoyobw'omala
otutegeera wa gy'ali
ebigambo
bino bibeera kiriya
nsonga and they're meaningful
katonda asobola okuba ng'akusaako
omwoyookulowooza
essaala yo
to think of your prayer.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So maybe
now within that
twagala to summarize nga kukatono wano ku
want to summarize.
Katula be Daniel 9.
Let's see Daniel 9.
Onyori soka.
Verse 1.
Daniel esura eyo 9. N'olunyiriri olusooka.
Daniel 9 from verse 1.
Tugamba bwe buti Daniyeri esula ya 9 n'olunyiriri olusooka
Daniel 9 from verse 1
mu mwaka ogw'olubereberye ogwa Daliyo omwana wa Akaswero ow'Abameedi ow'ezzadde ly'Abameedi eyali obwakabaka bw'Abakaludaaya mu mwaka ogw'olubereberye mu mirembe kye nze Daniyeri ebitabo ne bintegeeza omuwendo gw'emyaka
nti yaddayo mu bitabo
nebaako
kye bisooka omumutegeeza
kakati
njaga okutegeeza
mu
buli ssaala yonna gy'ogenda
osaba
osooka n'oddako mu
byawandiikibwa
ebikuluŋŋamya bw'ogenda
okukisaba
osobole okusabira mu byawandiikibwa
ebitukuvu
agenda kuba ayingira mu kusaba naye yasooka n'addayo mu bitabo n'asoma ba Yeremiya n'abikkulirwa n'agamba
revealed through them and the seasons we are in they are the ones
you
have to enter prayer of repentance for the Lord what he spoke upon us after we hungered him it has happened upon us right now
don't just
enter prayer without scriptures which begin when you're going through prayer
think
of the initial scriptures now the Holy Spirit in the midst of prayer he joins on others for you have put a fast foundation you have laid what you can now he's going to be helping you onto your weakness and he adds on other scriptures you will see when you begin to pray the scriptures you began with the ones you have first revealed and it brings others others when you start beginning prayer and you're going, you don't know even where you're going to begin from you
don't
have even scriptures to begin on prayer me I'm going to pray through the Lord
yesu yebazibu
praise jesus
kirimu okutandika kyosobola
it's like beginning what you can
omwoyo omutukuvu naye n'atandikira
and the spirit begins right from there to join on and it joins with your spirit and we heard in Romans 8 that it connects with our spirit
but it
cannot connect to someone who is not prepared you're going to pray of warfare but you don't know even five scriptures of warfare now he to begin from where there you begin to speak whatever you want
fire
and you fire yourself for you have no meaningful words holy scriptures you began with
Daniel 9 verse
2
mu mwaka ogw'olubereberye mu mirembe kye nze Daniyeri ebitabo ne bintegeesa omuwendo gw'emyaka Yeremiya nnabbi gye yaggirwako ekigambo kya Mukama okutuukiriza Yerusaalemi okuzika gy'emyaka 70 Nenteka amaso gange eri Mukama Katonda okunoonya nga nsaba era nga neegayirira.
Nti yateeka kati wamala okubikkulirwa.
After it was revealed.
N'agenda mu kusaba.
He went within prayer.
Ng'anoonya Katonda.
When was seeking God.
Ng'asaba okuweebwa.
It was pleading to be given.
Ng'asaba okwenenya.
Pleading for repentance.
Tuli mu Daniel isura ya 9 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Daniel 9 verse 3.
Nti neeteeka amaaso gange eri Mukama Katonda okunoonya nga nsaba era nga neegayirira. Nga nsiiba enjala era nga nyambala ebyokutu n'evvu.
Kati okusiiba kw'enjala.
Now the fasting.
Twasoma ebika by'ensiiba.
We studied the kinds of fasting.
Nako kuli omu.
It's also with.
Wabula kuba kusiiba kwa kwenenya kuleka bibi.
A fasting to repent to.
Live
of sin. Not a fast to be given a house or something.
Else.
For all who used it in the Bible,
they
fasted when they are breaking their souls to live sin. No one fasted to be given
mayumba.
A car or a house.
Mm-hmm. Daniel 9 verse 5. Nensaba Mukama Katonda wange, nenjatula. N'enjogera nti, Ayi Mukama, Katonda omukulu era ow'entiisa.
Asooka n'amutendereza.
He begins to praise him.
N'amuwaana.
And he worships him.
Mu kitiibwa kye mwali.
His glory within is within.
Daniel 9:4.
Daniel 9:4.
N'enjatula, n'enjogera nti, Ayi Mukama, Katonda omukulu era ow'entiisa. Atuukiriza endagaano n'okusaasira eri abo abamwagala ne bakwata amateeka ge. Twayonoona era twakola ebyobambaavu n'ebyobubi era twajeema nga tukyama okuleka ebiragiro byo n'emisango gyo. So tetwawulira baddu bo bannabbi abaagambiranga mu linnya lyo bakabaka baffe, abalangira baffe ne bajjajjaffe n'abantu bonna ab'omu nsi. Ayi Mukama, obutuukirivu bwe bubwo, naye ffe amaaso kukwatibwa ensonyi kwe kwaffe.
Oyina bw'oba musala y'okwenenya, oyina okuwulira ng'osonyiwa ng'ensonyi
zikukutta
ng'oswadde ekintu nga kikubikuliddwa nti naye omu mutukuvu ebyamagiro biba bya
bwereere
ate firiiru kuno omwoyo ogutunuza kiki n'okubanga ofunye ensonyi okuswala eri Katonda togenda nga kwenenya nga tonnaba kubanga ekintu okireka mu mutima kikukwasa n'ensonyi.
When you have not reached that level of getting ashamed of that thing,
tekikola mu maaso ge.
It never works before him.
Olina okubanga omaze okuswala
olwekyo. You must have gotten shame because of it.
Era ng'oli mwetegefu okubanga kirekebwa.
And you have ready to leave it.
Tuli mu Daniel isura ya 9 n'olunyiriri lwa 7.
Daniel 9:7.
Ayi Mukama, obutuukirivu bwe bubwo, naye ffe amaaso okukwatibwa ensonyi kwe kwaffe. Nga leero abantu bo ab'omu Yuda n'abatuula mu Yerusaalemi ne Isirayiri yenna abali okumpi n'abo abali ewala mu nsi zonna gye wabagobera olw'okwonoona kwe baayonoona ggwe. Ayi Mukama, amaaso okukwatibwa ensonyi kwe kwaffe. Bassekabaka baffe, abalangira baffe ne bajjajjaffe kubanga twayonoona ggwe. Mukama Katonda waffe ye alina okusaasira n'okusonyiwa kubanga twamujeemera. So tetwawulira ddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda waffe okutambulira mu mateeka ge ge yassa mu maaso gaffe abaddu be bannabbi.
Yesu yeebazibwa. Bw'ogendera essaala eyo bw'amala okwene yayingira mu kisaala y'okuweebwa. Yesu yeebazibwa. Naye bwe tugattako Nekemiya essuula eno esooka. Yesu yeebazibwe. Naye ng'abaasaba essaala zino nga bamaze okubikkulirwa baaweebwanga bye basabye. Bw'osaba nga tonnaba kubikkulirwa kizibu Mukama okuddamu.
Kivula
bayogera ng'agamba nti awatali kubikkulirwa abantu bwe bazikirira wateekwa okubaawo okubikkulirwa. Ne bw'oba osaba kintu ng'okyetaaga sooka obikkulirwe mu byawandiikibwa. How
they ask for it.
What
scriptures are on it.
You will
see the goodness of the Lord.
Nehemiah 1 from verse 1. ebigambo bya Nekemiya mutabani wa Kakaliya. Awo lwatuuka mu mwezi Kisuleevu mu mwaka ogw'amakumi abiri, bwe nali nga ndi mu Susani olubiri, Kanani omu ku baganda bange n'ajja, ye n'abasajja abamu abaava mu Yuda. Ne bambuusa ebigambo eby'Abayudaaya abaawona abaali basigadde mu busibe n'ebigambo by'e Yerusaalemi.
Ask
the words of the church. How are you?
Say
it.
We hear that
there are homosexuals within the church right now. Pastors are robbers. They have corrupted the entire church. Now when he heard that, there is a point that you have heard and the brother comes tells you.
Now we can
go ahead to be revealed more. For when you are revealed and you pray through that, the Lord is going to answer you.
Nehemiah 1 verse 3. Ekitundu ekipiseewo abasigadde mu busibe eyo mu ssaza balabye ennaku nnyingi n'okuvumibwa era bbugwe wa Yerusaalemi amenyesemenyese.
N'agamba nkubuulire bannaffe abali erimu mu kanisa ennaku we baliko nzibu era tewakyali bukuumya eri bantu
abo kubanga
ebigo by'ekkanisa
byonna
Sitaani yabimenya yayingira alimu
yeekiriza
asiwa akola buli
kyayagala
eno babaloze babataddeko empeta
boogera
n'abaafa
There is no war at all. That what they have done to the church, even they were within it, they are slaves right now.
A miracle,
you have to first pay for it.
Even you
had to have run from other churches. The way they tell the problems they have met.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus. This one was told. What is happening? Let me tell you. You are here, you don't know. They are doing ABC to us.
And
the wall of the church is broken. Demons are within the church 24/7. And they are fighting, chasing them. People are rolling in the dust. The situation is bad, love. Every demon entering church, every day you cast them and they get in back. When will you settle? The wall of the church will no more have it.
You
cannot pray and demons still come.
If you begin
to stand up, abandon the word, you begin to control it. There is no war at all watching over the church.
Nehemiah 1 verse 3. Netula nenkaba amaziga.
Yakaba nyo n'agamba.
He wept and said,
Yerusalemu wafe ekkanisa yafe.
Yerusalemu our church.
Ifana na bwe.
It looks like that.
Mwena abali eno olaba.
You are here. You have
wuli.
Much even peace.
Abantu bali eri bali mu buzibu.
People are into problems out there.
Baba sabire sala z'okufa.
They pray prayers for them to die. They have pastors pray for them to die.
Baina ne zaburi z'okufa.
They even have sounds of death.
Badani bakunyenyeza
omutwe bakisaba. They shake their heads as they pray for you.
No sira na sira.
Na
yinga ato sigara muri osaba.
You should remain praying within the
Kaka mbichiri yeri.
And this wall is there.
What did you tell me? If
they know we're there, but the wall is no more there. Ira
bali muri yeri bali mubizi
mubiri. They within it have seen much distress and problems.
Atuli munekemia esule ne soko linyiro akona.
Nehemiah 1 verse 4.
Nina kuwalira enaku ezimu. Nesiba, nesaba masoka katonda we guru. Nechokera anti kwegayiride. Ayi mukama katonda we guru. Katonda omukuru owentisa. Akwata endagaano n'okusaasira eri abo abamwagala ne bakwata ebiragiro bye. Okutuuka okuwulire nno, n'amaaso go gasibuke, owulire okusaba kw'omuddu wo kw'ensaba mu maaso go mu biro bino emisana n'ekiro olw'abaana ba Isirayiri abaddu bo, nga njatula ebibi abaana ba Isirayiri bye twakwonoona. Weewaawo nze n'ennyumba ya kitange twayonoona. Twakola eby'obukyamu ennyo gy'oli. So tetwakwata biragiro newankubadde amateeka newankubadde emisango bye walagira omuddu wo Musa. Nkwegayiridde, jjukira ekigambo kye walagira omuddu wo Musa ng'oyogera nti, bwe munaasobyanga n'abasaasaanyizanga ddala mu mawanga.
Owulidde engeri gye bakwotinga ebyawandiikibwa.
Jjukira
akwotinga Musa mu kyamateeka. Kubanga yabagamba mu kyamateeka
27.
Bwe mulituukayo ne munkolidde, nja kubakuba
mbasaasaanyisa.
Ati n'amujjukiza nti wagamba naye bwe tulituuka eyo ne tutegeera ensobi
yaffe
olituddiramu. Olitusonyiwa n'oddamu
n'otukungaanya.
Kati bano baasookanga kubikulirwa.
Tebayingira
buyingize mu
kusaba.
So omuntukuvu abeerawo kumpi
naawe. Obuli
ssala osobole okusooka okubikulirwa kyekigenda
osaba.
Kiyina ebyandiko
ebitukuvu.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo.
Sisobola bigenda nnyo nga bwe nnagambye.
Tujja
kusooka biyisa mu bufunze.
Ebiro
bwe birijja,
walibaayo
obujjuvu bwa.
There will be a fullness of it.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Naye nga bwekityo bwe kitambula.
That is how it moves.
Okuyiga okubanga omuntukuvu atuyigiriza okusaba.
The Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray.
Bino bye tuyitako byebyo biri mu bufunze naye agenda kustandikira okwo okubikulira
ebisingawo.
Ku mulundi enkya tujja kuba tutandise okukwata ku buli
pulayers
n'ettaano.
Zitambula zitya? How do they move?
Okusaba okw'okwenenyeza
omuntu to repent to the Holy Spirit.
Okusaba okw'olutalo.
Prayer for warfare.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kubanga bayinza n'okubuuza.
For they can even ask you.
Lutalo ki olwasooka era olusinga obukulu?
What was the first and the greatest war?
Nga tolumanyi.
And you don't know that war.
Naye olutalo olusookera ddala.
But the first war.
Era olukulu Katonda lwe yasooka okulwana.
The greatest war God ever fought.
Lwe lutalo olw'okuwangula ekibi.
It is the war to overcome sin.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen. Era bwe yaluwangula ng'ateeseteese ssaddaaka okuva ku
lubereberenga
ya mwana we. Yesu
yeebazibwaera
wali gwe mu kusaba ku bw'otandika essaala y'olutalo omugaa Mukama lwe lutalo lwe wasooka okulwana okuwangula ekibi lwewateekateeka omwana wo okuba ekiweebwayo
olw'ekibi
olyoke otuddiza amaanyi. Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Utawulwa obutamanya.
The prayer of ignorance.
Lwe yasooka okulwanisa.
The war of ignorance.
Kubanga abantu bazikira lwa kubula kumanya.
For he knew his people destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Kati entale ezisinga ffe ezimu tetuzimanyi.
Most of the wars we never know them.
Tumanyi yakubye omulogo ku kyalo.
We beat a wizard in the village.
Ebyo bye bibala by'ekibi.
Those are the fruits of sin.
Kati alina osooka n'akuba eri ebbala entu enkulu eri.
Beat the main road, sin.
Ereeta entalo zino.
Which brings these wars.
Kibi.
Sin.
Naye yasooka n'akikubisa omusayi gw'omwana we ogutunaazaako ekibi n'obutamanya.
Lwe
lutalo olukulu lwe yasooka
okulwana.
Kati zino endala ze mulaba butalo butini nnyo era abwogerako n'agamba bulinga amataba ga Nowa mu maaso ge tebusobola kubanga bumulema. Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Greatest
war which even caused him to give his son out.
Nti ku luno bwe siwaayo omwana
I'm not saving people from this war.
Bagenzi bawedde.
They have already gone. They are finished.
Ayo kubaza.
But to restore them.
Nosooka n'agamba kati omwana ono nina okumuwaayo. Omusajja ono sitaani omuwangula. Okimanyi nti olutalo olusinga era olwasooka era nga Bayibuli egamba nti yamuteekateeka okuva ku tondebwa kw'ensi nga tetunaba na kubaawo asobole okulwanisa ekibi era amutuma okusaanya emirimu gy'omubi kati kubanga kibi waaba waali kitaawe waakyo emirimu gye kizibu
okisaanyaawo
era agamba sooka omukwate osibe osaanyewo emirimu
gye.
Yesu yeebazibwa. Olutalo olwasooka lwakulabika nga awangula ekibi nga ayita kuwaayo
omwana we.
Zino entalo ezijja kuba tuziyitamu mu bwangu
awo.
Era bw'otandika okumuwaana mu by'entalo
omugamba
naye kitaffe
you tell your father tukugulumiza tukusinza we worship you
kubanga oli mulwanyi
for you are a warrior of wars
era wawano olutalo olusinga
obukulu the greatest okuwangula ekibi
owaayo omwana wo
when you gave your son okutondebwa kw'eggulu n'ensi creations of heavens and earth
okuwangula ekibi
you overcame sin
owangula obutamanya
you overcame ignorance
kubanga owe nyini
for that is what destroys us
embera ekibi kufa
for the wage of sin
ataba nobazikira olw'okubula okumanya
people are destroyed for lack of knowledge
ezentalo bili
those two wars
ekibi n'obutamanya
sin and ignorance.
Do you
know the war there?
You
the wizards are the ones who are on you.
That,
those are smaller wars.
Ignorance
makes those wars to exist. You
don't know
if an angel Abaddon is going to fight for you.
You don't know
angel Mike and the angel fire. But when you know them, what wizard remain on the village?
Those
are the greatest two walls.
HIV,
sin and ignorance. We shall know them.
You just embrace it. Lwaki tugenda biyitamu
I just brought this to show where we're going to pass through them.
What
was the first war he fought? When, how did he wind up the last war? You can even glorify him. The Lord.
Think
of fighting for the last war for you. When you prepare the lake of fire to destroy sin within it and all the evil ones. That's the last war.
We
know them from the beginning through the end.
You
can praise him for the first war and
praise
him for the last war and they ask him of the ones prevailing now for he fought he will finish. How do you understand our God? He's going to teach us how to profit in the name of Jesus. God bless you. The word of wisdom has ended right there. Today we've gotten some distractions. I told you it will be 10 minutes. We'll give you that in brief. And that your book will be of prayer specific. Out of us have to get people who profit. Not just preaching the gospel, even in prayer. Praise Jesus so much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, we love you so much in the name of Jesus. Together with Pastor Bosa, we are proceeding on studying the skins of the devil unto God and unto His church. These skins were revealed through the journey of heaven. Praise Jesus so much. And we know we've been seeing many things. The Spirit of God and His works of righteousness. And the Spirit of the devil and its works of righteousness. And where we are reached, we see the seal of the Spirit of the devil. The number 666. Where does it come from? How is it made?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Yesterday we last saw and we saw the spirit of counsel of the devil which is twisted.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We have to see the six spirits of the devil which are twisted, which begin the first six. After that, we shall see why those six appear to be triple.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But remember, so far we have seen three spirits. We saw the spirit of wisdom of the devil, which is twisted. We saw the spirit of understanding of the devil, which is twisted, and it's full of a curse. The counsel of the devils, which is twisted, which is full of a curse. We are going to see the spirit of power of the devils, and it's also twisted. It begins like this. Jeremiah 23 verse 9 unto 10.
Jeremiah esura ya makumi abiri musatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda. Ebyabannabbi, omutima gwange munda yange gumenyese. Amagumba gange gonna gakankana. Ninga omutamiivu era ng'omuntu awanguddwa omwenge. Ku lwa Mukama n'olw'ebigambo bye ebitukuvu. kubanga ensi ekyudde ab'ensi, kubanga ensi ekungubaga olw'okulayira. Amalundiro g'omu ddungu gakaze, n'amagenda gaabwe mabi, n'amaanyi gaabwe si malungi.
Nti waliwo amaanyi nga go si malungi.
And it's not good power.
Sige maanyi gw'omwoyo ow'amaanyi
owa Katonda,
wabula nga nago maanyi, era nga gano amaanyi g'olaba gabuzizza ensi,
made the world get lost.
Eragaze paka mu kanisa.
And it's come after the church.
Nayo okugibuliza ddala.
And to make it get totally lost.
Okuyita mu mwoyo gw'amaanyi ga Satan.
Through the spirit of power of the devil.
Agatali marungi.
Which is not good.
Ge bayita amaanyi ag'ekizikiza.
Which is called power of darkness.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Amaanyi gano.
This power.
Gajudde ekikolimo.
Is full of a curse.
Gaze kakola emirembe mingi.
It's been working many generations.
Gatambulira mu nsi.
It moves within the world.
Songa era wali amaanyi.
Yet there's also power.
Agata jude chikolimu.
Which is not full of a curse.
Wabula nga gajudde obulamu.
But it's full of life.
Gajudde emikisa.
Full of blessings.
Amaanyi ag'omwoyo wa Katonda.
Power of the spirit of the Lord.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye mukifuula nnenge.
But in the distortions.
Omwoyo guno ogwokuna ogwaba Satani.
This fourth spirit of the devil.
Ogusiringa kuyita mu maanyi ago.
Which seals through those power.
Gwabuzaabuza abantu.
It confuses people.
Ne bagoberera amaanyi.
And they follow powers of darkness. According to Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible speaks like this. Verse
1. Era nammwe yabazuukiza bwe mwali nga mufiiridde mu byonoono n'ebibi byammwe bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe giri. Okugobereranga omukulu ow'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga.
Waliyo obuyinza.
There is an authority.
Amaanyi.
Those powers.
Ag'ekizikiza.
Darkness.
Amaanyi gano.
This power.
Galimu obufuusa bungi.
Within it there is much magic.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Galimu ebiragibwa. Ebiragibwa.
There are things shown.
Era nga biringa ebitondebwa.
And as if they are created.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga biri mu maanyi ag'ekizikiza.
Yet there is in powers of darkness.
Era nga bagezaako okusiiringa ogayi okuyita mwago.
To seal you through them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati mu lugendo luno.
Now with this journey.
Nsaba weegendereze.
I request you be very careful.
Nga tulaba amaanyi gano.
As we see these powers.
Ag'ekizikiza.
Of darkness.
Kubanga gali mu masabo.
For they are within shrines.
Gali mu bulogo obw'enjawulo.
They are in much sorcery, magic.
Era kankano gayingira kanisa.
After that they entered the church.
Amaanyi gano.
This power.
Bakabaka b'ensi bagakozesa.
The kings of the world, the rulers of the world use them.
Abantu babulijjo bagakozesa.
Usual people use them.
Nga gakizikiza.
And they are of darkness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Gali mu kye bayita obufere.
Within them there is what we call that.
Oyo akozesa lulimi lwokka.
A person uses just a tongue.
N'akozesa amaanyi ago.
Con men and use tongue to use that power.
N'akutunze ennyumba.
And they make you sell your house.
Nakusanga mkubwa nakujjako sente.
And they find a way and they take money from you.
Ninga kuisa manyi gachizikiza.
They are using powers of darkness to con you.
Wigali katambula munsi muno.
Moving within the world.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Gatubuza abuza buli dakika.
Confuses us every minute.
Gatusikanga gatuzeno.
Draws us, taking us to those ends.
Nga mukama atusika kutuza mu guru.
The Lord draws us to take us back to heaven.
Boga tusika gatuza mu nsi muno okwegomba kwayo.
Putting into us in the world and its desires.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Atulimba Efeso esula ya kubiri n'olunyiriri lwa kubiri.
Ephesians 2 verse 2.
Bye mwatambuliranga mwedda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe giri. Okugobereranga omukulu ow'oyinza obw'omu bbanga. Omwoyo gukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira.
Omwoyo gukoza.
It is spirit working.
Mu baana abatawulira.
In children of disobedience.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omwoyo gwe gumuguno.
The same spirit.
Amaanyi gaagwo.
Its power.
Gayinza n'okulisa okwesiga omuti.
They can even draw you to trust a tree.
Omuti gwange tebagutemawo.
My tree, it shouldn't be cut down.
Oyo ye Katonda wange.
That is my God.
Ngali mu muti ogwo.
It is not a tree.
Uyinza okuteekawo embuzi
ewakaawo
n'ogamba erimu Katonda
uyinza
n'okukola
ekibumbiekolyanayenokiyita
mu butuufu nga waliwo n'obusungu obukwata nga
bakikonyeeko
amaanyi agayonoona
omuntu
And
the person molds an idol, an image.
And
tomorrow they bow down to it.
A human
being lifts a god and they worship what they have lifted themselves. And you lift an image. And you take it to a place. And you put it down there. And you begin to worship it down. Oh my God. You've carried it yourself. And you feel his God. You even feel wrath and anger. Powers of darkness.
They
usually manifest that. And you may feel it, you making hungered. For it shakes you like that. We are going to be seeing it. But you are going to see things in this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You may see eggs there, you trust them, call them power.
And
God speaks many times. They will trust horses. They will trust their weapons. Those powers eating us in that direction. They have reached the world to think that when Jesus will be coming back, they are going to strike him. Those are the powers I'm speaking of, darkness. They have reached people into thinking. Let them manufacture heavy bombs. Let them create missiles.
Yes,
when Jesus will come back, they will strike him with them.
Perhaps
you don't know what I'm trying to tell you. But all this is a deception, let me tell you.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. For he says, you don't know where the wind comes from. Let's read it there.
You see
the deception and powers of darkness. You've stood like this. You are going to shoot God. But you are on powers. They are into this weapon you're going to use. You've forgotten to even breathe. As you're holding an oxygen is cut from you. What are you going to shoot with? Listen what happens. Many things we've trusted.
You
have to trust your father or your mother or your brother.
But
powers of darkness have given us a trust into that person. Our trust have never been in human beings.
It
will always be in the Lord. But there are powers of darkness. And God can feel that one. You're going to watch him, my prophet. You feel.
What is the common name of God?
Ecclesiastes 11.
Put on the sandal.
From verse 1.
What is the sandal of common name? No, you need to also. Sulanga emede yo, kumazi. Kumango lichida benako nyeji, gazi seo. Owenga msambu, omugabo, wewao. Munana kubanga tumanyi ekibi bwekiri bakunsi
tumanyi.
You don't know
kakati ubango osura kumaze mmereyo.
If you cast your food on water,
uligisingana
you will find it.
Mazi mumumanyi,
you know the water.
Yokana musavu
John 7
asatu musavu paka
7:38
munda mmuri kurukute migeje amazi
mukamara in waters of flow.
Era ali achogera ku moyo
mutukufu. Spoke of it of the Holy Spirit.
Mmereyo
your food,
moyo mutukufu yajirira.
The Holy Spirit is the one having it.
Ke chigambo cha Katonda,
the word of God.
Amos 8:8
Amos 8
12 pa 13
11
emmere ye chigambo cha Katonda,
the food of the word of God.
Bojikwasa moyo mutukufu,
when you hand it to the Holy Spirit,
awandika mugwe natereka.
He writes within you and he keeps.
Runa kulielilo wetaga.
On the day you will be in need,
nabijeo nabikuwa.
He will bring them back and he gives them to you.
Ngabo yayogira Matayo 10.
I spoke in Matthew 10.
Nti omwe mtu kuvaliba ambishira bilinge nyinyi.
He will give you the moment.
Somulibera mwetaga.
Which will be in need.
Why do you
commit it to 7 or 8?
Gwali moyo gwa munana ku
the 8th spirit on the 7th spirits.
Bigambo bya buzibe byo ubiva ko bya buziba nyo.
These are deep words.
Emiyojiri musambu.
There are 7 spirits.
Na yego wali moyo gwa munana.
But you are the 8th spirit.
We soka wete lesebya wandikwa.
First keep
them in musambu na yodi kutelisi.
And the 7 spirits
moyo
kutegi. Keep them in them.
Moyo wa magezi,
spirit of wisdom,
moyo wa kutegi,
spirit of understanding,
kutesa,
counsel,
moyo wa amani,
power,
moyo wa kumanya Katonda,
spirit of knowledge of God, and fear of the Lord. Seven spirits. Now you are the eighth spirit. Repeat that verse and we understand it proper. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 2.
Owenga musanvu omugabo wewao munana kubanga manyi ekibi bwe kiriba ku nsi ebire bwe bijjula enkuba ne biyiika ku nsi n'omuti bwe gugwa okwolekera obukiika obwa ddyo oba obwa kkono mu kifo omuti bwe gugwa bwe gulibeera alabirira embuyaga talisiga.
Uliriza bulungi.
Listen clearly.
Mu kifo omuti gye gugwa.
In the place where the tree falls.
Gye gulibeera.
It will live there.
Jukira tuli matabi.
Remember we are branches.
Tusobola tutwalibwa ng'omuti.
We can't be taken as a tree.
Bw'ogwa mu ggeye eno.
When you fall within hell.
Yolibeera.
That's where you will be.
Bw'oligwa mu ggulu.
When you fall in heaven.
Olibeera mu ggulu.
You will be within heaven.
Tuli mu buli essula ya 11 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4.
Alabirira embuyaga talisiga n'oyo atunuulira ebire talikungula nga bw'otomanyi kkubo ery'empewo bwe liri newankubadde amagumba bwe gakulira mu lubuto lw'oyo ali olubuto era bw'otyo bw'otamanyi mulimu gwa Katonda akola byonna.
Ani amanya?
Who knows?
Kakati ffe mu maanyi
g'ekizikiza
tetumanyi mpewo gy'eva.
We don't know where the wind comes from.
Tetumanyi we bayinza gikwata.
We don't know how they can, it can be captured.
Netutayinza kuddamu kussa.
And that we cannot breathe again.
Ogenda kumusamiza atuddawo.
You go on a wizard that's seated there.
Asamuko okubeerawo.
He is breathing oxygen to survive.
Wabana n'okkiriza mbu kati alina bajjajja bagenda kuyamba.
Accept he has the forefathers who are going to help
him. Era n'obalaba ng'amaanyi go.
And you see as if it's your strength.
Ani atutwala mu kino?
Who takes us in this?
Bwe mwoyo gw'amaanyi ag'ekizikiza.
The spirit of power of darkness.
Okukola. Era oguli mu lugendo lw'okukola enamba
lukakakyomukabatwesigisa
ekintu ekitalinakyotekirimu wadde
amaanyi
kubanga oyo gw'oyagala okusamirirako akyakozesa omukka guno
ngasanaye
naye tamanyi gye
guvasingabagumuggyako
saawe
waliwo
amaanyi agali mu kussa bameka abayinza okuyimirira
awatalikusa. On this world we are. Which is known in Proverbs very well. Proverbs 8. Verse 30 to 31. Inhabitable earth.
Why
is it habitable? Within it is gathered oxygen, which can enable flesh and blood to survive within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. No one can survive in this planet earth when he's a human being and is in flesh and blood and doesn't breathe. But the devil proved to people that they can. The powers of darkness. For you made them forget that they live by that oxygen.
Ukimanyi nti olowooza amaanyi ga nabbi ge
gakukuumaera
nti kw'otambulira okuggyako oxygen
tulabe
okimanyi nti bannabbi ab'obulimba nga bali abo bakyalaga
amaanyi
omugamba nga bamusiba
ennyindowaliwo
amaanyi ga katonda ge twerabiridde
ddalaolw'amaanyi g'ekizikiza
ne weerabira n'okusinza
katonda
olw'amaanyi agali mu kussa amaanyi agali mu kussa Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Tomanyi mpewo gyeva.
You don't know where the wind comes from.
Tomanyi wabagisalako kati.
You don't know how it's cut off and when.
Wabula amaanyi g'ekizikiza gakugamba.
But the power of darkness tell you.
Obugagga buno bugenda kuyamba.
This wealth is going to help you.
Oli mulamu.
You are well, you are alive.
Ndowooza otunulira amayumba
g'ozimbye. And you see the houses you've built.
N'otula ku waragi
n'onywa. And you sit on waragi and you drink.
Ffe tulina obulamu.
We have life.
Era ngenda kulya ku bulamu.
And you're going to eat life.
Naye amaanyi g'ekizikiza gawa abantu obuvumu
empower and strengthen people
n'okwerabira bayimiridde ku ki
forget what are they standing on.
Okimanyi nti omuntu
alowooza
ssente ze
zimubeezezzaawo
era amanyi kw'atambulira olwaleero mu nsi
yonna
abantu bamanyi ensayimirawo lwa
ssente
naye singa batuggyako omukka gwe
tussa
ani ayinza
okuyimirira
aliba mukulembeze w'amaanyi.
Will it be a great leader?
Eh?
Nothing.
Aliba Trump wa leero.
Will it be Trump of today?
All
these who have made weapons of who are they? Listen. There is no nation which is strong here.
And there
is no strong person on earth.
There
is no one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
If all of them stand on oxygen to breathe, no one is strong. Nothing should deceive that is strong.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even
when you gather oxygen, it finishes. Where will you get it if God would have finished it in the world? And if it holds, that the oxygen we breathe, we buy it. I cannot imagine
that.
How will I survive? I want to show you the number 666 where it came from.
Trust in
powers which is not power. Powers which is not God.
That
deception in the powers of the devils.
And
to think the things of the world, they are ones which are survived. Even if a leader is on the presidency, he has no power at all. Let they take oxygen from him and we see. Will he have power? But when we speak, that man is powerful. What power? What is power? That's why I don't fear anyone except God. But I honor. I don't fear. But I honor. I fear God and I honor him.
I tell
God to take oxygen off you as you're reasoning your funny things. That you will come to fight. Fight with who you has not your oxygen. If people would discover the mystery of God,
the
powers of darkness took away knowledge and took away the power of God from us. Now we seek for power on the mountain, in the valleys. We are seeking for power. But what power? That
is
not good or what?
Others
will seek it through money.
And
when I get money, I'll be a strong man.
Do
you know the powers of darkness, how they work? Those are some of the things we're going to be knowing. You will see it even within the church. And a person who causes people to fall down and even calls himself God. Praise Jesus.
Tuli mu buulizi esula ya kumi n'emu n'olunyiriri mukaaga.
Ecclesiastes 11 verse 6.
Enkya osiganga ensigo zo n'akawungeezi toddirizanga mukono gwo.
Buli enkya siga.
Every morning sow.
Kubanga tetusiga nsigo zino ezakire.
Don't sow physical seeds.
Ensigo z'ekigambo kya Katonda.
The seeds are of the word of God.
In the morning,
be with your service at your home yourself. When it's evening, come here, you sow more. If a con man
got
the scripture, you are going to sow right now, and we are in money. Remember, the master speaks of a seed in Matthew. They which were cast, others on the fertile soil, others on the rock of ground, others in the stones. And he spoke, that is the word. Not so
weird.
No, robbery is in this world. If
he
was a robber reading the scripture right now,
he was going to
sow everything of our own. Even lands were going to be shown.
For sowing
in the morning and in the evening, we are in the evening right now. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 6.
Kubanga tomanyi bwe ziri ku ezo eziriraba omukisa. Oba zino oba ezo.
Si eyo gye batugamba tayo.
Is it not that it's my hue?
Kati lwaki ongera bunaku obutalekanga yokungana.
Now why you see why shouldn't force
it? Kubanga tuwulira ebintu bingi.
But we hear many things.
Ne munanga ebimera mu ffe bye
bitono. But what grows within us are the few.
Wabula kye tusinga okusaba.
But what we fast
bwetunasigange olweggulu
ekigambo
nga tweyongera osiga ku mitima gyaffe emirungi kineeyongeranga okumera nebyewerabidde jjo
nebyeyongera
tuli mu buuzi essula ya 11 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga kubanga tomanyi bwe ziri ku ezo eziriraba omukisa oba zino oba ezo oba zonna ziri enkana okuba ennungi mazima omusana guwooma era kigambo kya ssanyu amaaso okulaba enjuba
omusana guwooma musana kye kigambo ono ye mwemutukuvu yali
akimanyi
ti omuntu kasi alaba omusana gw'ekigambo
kyakawulira
nga awoomerwa engeri gyakiryamu
tuli mu buulizi essuula ya 11 n'olunyiriri lwa 8 weewaawo omuntu bwayagala bw'awangaalanga emyaka nyukirenga naye jjukire naye ajjukirenga ennaku ez'ekizikiza kubanga ziriba nyingi
omuntu wadde abeera ku
nsi
teyeerabiranga kimundi waliyo amagombe eri
ekizikiza
kati amaanyi g'ekizikiza gatukuuma nga teri alowooza ggulu
nnyo
era tewali afaayo
kugeyeero
wabula nga tufaayo ku bulamu bwaffe
buno
tubaddewo tutya bannange ntegekedde ndi
abaana bange
nkulaakulanye
ntya
naye olowoozezza otya bwoliwa
mugeere
omanye amaanyi agakukumira mu
mbeera eyo
okulowooza nti
mbaddewo
nti
njagala
kukulaakulana ne gakuggyako pulaani yonna erowooza nti bw'oligwa mugenda kiribeera
kitya
ge maanyi galukanka gamuka
omwoyo
ogw'amaanyi aga
sitaani
agatali malungi gakukuuma ne gakuggyako n'obwongo
bwonna
obulowooza
geyeneeyogegoddeo
era ennyanja y'omuliro
eribeera
kiriba kitya naye singa
mbantuusenkoze
nti okwetegekeraneetaaga omubiri
ogugendakubanga
omubiri n'omusayi tebisikirayoera bw'otuuka mu kkanisa erimu amaanyi g'ekizikiza sooka okugyako wekulowooza geyeera n'okumanya ebiriyo
byonnaneggulu
bali kujjako nga tukyalowoozaera mutandika okulowooza
wemunaali ensi enonaye
mwenna
mwonoonekatyemulowooza
bambi buli omu wasingana
munne
saba nnyo obwatoobotole osobole okuyingira amawanga mwenna mubeera
muwonoonese
era kyewuunyisa amaanyi gali gabakwata obwongo bwonna ne
bwetoolerawoli
ajja buulira enjiri abeera
n'ebyoebyawagabakwata
nga temusobadde
okutoloka
maanyi gakizikiza tegakukkiriza gulokosa omuntu okulaba
eggulu
nayogera eggulu
bamutabukira
bakuba paka wansi olw'amaanyi
gekizikizaamaanyi gekizikiza
bagasabiramu abantu bangi
era
oyinza okulowooza omuntu
temulokolenaye
ng'akusindikira amaanyi
gakizikiza
n'ogwira
ddala
n'abikusabira ne
bikuduuka
omusanga abikudde
zabuli olowooza
ali bw'asoma asaba katonda
omulamu
mukama okuba omulokole
oyo
nga naye mulokole naye
nga
tweyongereyo
tuli mu buulizi essula ya 11 n'olunyiriri tuli ku lwa 8 naye ojjukire nga ennaku ez'ekizikiza kubanga ziriba nnyingi
ziriba nnyingi kubanga amaanyi g'ekizikiza gatujjako
okulowooza
nti kuno ku nsi kw'oli tewali nnaku z'omalako ziweera
ziriawabula
eziriba eri mu kizikiza
ekikutezikize
ku bikulirwa essula emu
enderagatemubunya
obutakoma waliyo
ekizikiza
mugeyeena nti amaanyi gano
ag'ekizikiza
abantu gye gasooka okubakola
gabajjako
okulowooza ebiriddako
oluvannyuma lwa bino
tomanyi oba ggulu liba litya
era
abantu babeerawo nga bamanyi bonna bagenda mu
ggulu
mulimu abagamba nze njagenda mugenda yange,
that they will say I'll go to my hell.
Alooza nti oba nungi,
they think perhaps it's good.
Gegaba kuatida,
it captured them there.
Umuntu ngaliyawo ye mugwagwa tayagalade n'okumanya.
There is a very funny person with the other one. No.
Niwe buzo nulwakitayagala kumanya banna.
Why does it they want to know?
Amanya agajja.
Why did they get the strength not to want to know? Yandiyagadde okumanya. Every person would have desired to know.
Olinga yesebo okuwemula sebo arabira.
The person is there speaking vulgar.
Kyangu nawe.
Something is there.
Tuli mu bulizi sura ya 10 n'emu n'olunyiriro lw'omunaana.
Ecclesiastes 11 verse 8.
Yonna ebijja butaliimu. Sanyukiranga obuvubuka bwo gwe omulenzi. Omutima gwo gusanyusenga mu nnaku ez'obuvubuka bwo. Otambulirenga mu makubo go, mu makubo ag'omutima gwo. Ne mukulaba kw'amaaso go.
Naye bw'omala okubitambuliramu yagamba,
after moving within them, he said,
buli ky'okola kiriko embeera yaakyo.
Everything you do has a reward.
Mubuulize essula ya 10 n'emu n'olunyiri lwa
9. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 9.
Naye tegeeranga Katonda alikusalira omusango ogw'ebyo byonna.
N'agamba amanyi g'ekizikiza kye gakola.
What powers of darkness do?
Gakuwa buli n'ogoberera buli ky'owulira nga kizze mu
mutima. Whatever you feel has come within your mind.
Naye n'akugamba wadde obigoberera.
Though you follow them.
Manya Mukama agenda kuwa empeera y'ebyo.
God will give you a reward for them.
Kati gwe bw'osomako wali waggulu.
Now when you read only up.
Goberera omutima gwe
bigugamba n'abasatu begala. What your eyes see.
Buli kamadamu kolaba kanyi akatwali.
God you see you follow.
Boy gw'olaba akusanyusiza
gena n'oyo. Boy you see you follow him.
That the
eyes of sin and the heart of sin. You have to know that.
You pay a
reward to you, understand it.
When you
read the scripture
and you have
powers of darkness within you,
you
aid only up.
You
don't read the one down. Praise Jesus. This powers of darkness, they reach the church and you begin to see a human being as if they are your God, and they appear as if they are your spiritual father. Listen down here. Acts chapter
8.
Before we go on seeing, I want you to see the two parties he does in the world and in the church.
Acts 8
from verse 8.
Essanyu lingi ne libeera mu kibuga omwo. Naye waaliwo omuntu omu erinnya lye Simooni eyakolanga eddogo edda mu kibuga omwo n'awuniikirizanga eggwanga lye Samaliya ng'agamba nti ye mukulu.
Owulidde bulungi
nti
amaanyi gano
gawuniikiriza
abantu. Usingana n'abantu abasinza omuntu mbu aliawo
muye Katonda. You find people worshiping something that is someone that is there as their God.
Mbu bisaka simanya.
That bisaka.
Waliyo n'abali mu bazungu
eyo. They even the whites.
Mbu yagamba ye Yesu.
And they claim that Jesus.
Mbu liye Katonda.
That is God.
Omulala ng'agamba yalina amaanyi agasinga obungi.
He has the great powers.
Abantu nga bali wali basinza.
People are there worshiping him.
Ebintu bi ebiri mu maanyi g'ekizikiza.
These are the powers of darkness.
Bingi era onyinza obutawonawo.
You may not even be saved out of them.
Bwe bidda mu maanyi.
When it comes in power.
For
you see things of power which have been done. You may go there and they open your eye.
Look at Mama.
And you say, my God, this is the God himself.
Yet
the one opening your eyes is the human being right there.
You
can't have started to tell them.
Now
who sits in heaven? If this one is here.
And
when you ask that man,
he says
that a great man,
oh,
his God is great.
When
you ask where does your God reside,
they
are in heaven.
They don't
even know where he lives, for the devil gave him power. But you are within
them. By the powers of darkness,
you've been captured, you can't question.
You
don't reason anything.
This
one bewitched the entire world.
And the person
never questions and asks any question.
Omuntu nga buli kyemugamba gamba amen.
They say amen.
Kube enduulu.
Shout hallelujah.
Kakuba.
Hallelujah.
Tuli mu bikolwa batume essula ya 8 n'olunyiriri
Acts 8:10.
Ne bamuwulira nga bonna okuva ku muto okutuuka ku mukulu nga bagamba nti omuntu ono ge maanyi ga Katonda agayitibwa amangi.
Nti ono bagamba nti muntu
they say this man
ono ye maanyi ga Katonda
mwenyewe. He is the power of God himself. But they are putting human being. But now they say that this is that level. This one is the power of God himself, which is the great power. That's the power of darkness. It captures human beings. And they worship something which is not God. Now if you want to know, go and ask the
one who created.
How did he put heaven there and where was he when he was putting it there? But you cannot even ask that. They would have asked him, you, the great power. How did heaven exist?
And
where were you when it was being put there? They have nothing, they know at all. But captured by that power. And they cannot even question and ask any question. Praise Jesus. If a demon comes on the head and tells it it's God, question it, where were you when heaven was being put there? Amen.
Abatisa.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye mutufu eneseri mwebi.
This word has problems.
And
if you're not be revealed, you may think the world is peaceful. But it has powers of darkness. And they are moving on, making the number 666. Remember, this is the fourth spirit of the devil. Powers which are not good. Praise Jesus.
Where
they capture people and they begin to do things they don't understand. And then the world uses them. Even the church is in working.
It
makes them do many things.
Acts 8
verse
11. Naye bwe bakkiriza Filipo ng'abuulira enkiri ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'erinnya lya Yesu Kristo ne babatizibwa abasajja n'abakazi era ne Simooni yennyini n'akkiriza bwe yamala okubatizibwa n'abeeranga wamu ne Filipo.
Yatuuka ekiza gwe baali bayita amaanyi ga Katonda
the great power of God.
When they preach
the gospel, God
said, oh, all along
you may have trusted something.
Think
it's God's power,
yet you are
in powers of the devil.
By the
time you discover it, when time is
passed,
many die within the powers of darkness. They die when they've been sealed with 666. Other than church, thinking the power of God is there.
Yet
they are in the synagogues of the devil. Some people, they speak like God.
If you wish to hear,
thinking God is the one speaking.
And
power captures you.
And
you speak that is God.
Resting
within him is the young Jesus. Jesus says he's going to come back on the clouds.
What kind of
Jesus is moving with food on earth? Acts
13.
Acts 12,
21. Awo kulunaku olwala ganyisibwa Herode n'ayambala ebyambalo by'obwakabaka n'atuula ku ntebe n'agamba ebigambo abantu bonna ne boogerera waggulu nti eryo eddoboozi lya Katonda.
Uliriza.
Listen.
Amanyi g'ekizikiza.
The powers of darkness.
Gasobola okukolera mu bigambo by'abantu.
They can't even work within human words.
Ne mugambo oyo ye mugezi mu nsi eno
yonna. He is the wisest in the time.
Kumbe Katonda.
Yet God.
Ye mugezi yekka.
He is the only wise God.
Amina.
Abantu batukesa ne bagamba oyo Katonda
yali. People reach a time and they say this is the God who has spoken.
Kumbe muntu.
Here is a human being.
Umusajja omu yagamba.
One man said.
Ngenda kwogera endowooza ya Katonda.
I'm going to speak the mind of God.
In
the serving in a group of people.
No, come on, again, I'll
where is he going to get the mind of God? And he spoke it. Powers of darkness. You may not have known how it works.
People,
and they speak all words they are speaking. Be careful within them, there are powers of darkness. The way someone speaks vulgar. And you reach home and you feel you are lusty when they just spoke a word.
People,
powers of darkness and in the words they speak.
No singer never nakatemba.
And you find drama actors. And they are speaking vulgar, immoral.
And
people are seated listening and nothing. But they are hearing vulgar words. And you ask, the spirit of power of the devil, how does it work? And as you see, the church makes people fall down. Even the shrines everywhere. It works in the entire world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. He passes through the clothing of people, their actions, and the pastor just clothes the
cloth,
and it's short, and you follow them for that. And you feel powers attracting you. Follow that girl. Follow that man. And you feel you're being pulled to follow. Follow the number 666. This world, let me tell you, when we get God in spirit,
it can
help us overcome powers of darkness. They who don't know, they don't know how it works, and they can never escape it.
Acts 12,
verse
22.
That is not a human
Trump
being. Trump has spoken his God. When Obama came to presidency, they will say that God resides within him. When the Pope speaks, they say he is in the place of God. And when they see him coming, they are bowing down to him. Powers of darkness doing all that. And you see a pastor coming to minister, and you clap your hands, clap, God is coming, shouting, clapping. Powers of darkness. They draw us to worship what we shouldn't worship. God, don't worship anything besides me. And you begin worshiping him. And you
think
it is worthy to worship him. You shout,
make
the son of God is coming, shout hallelujah, and you begin to clap. Now when God will come, what will you do? Will you enter the ground? And you stretch out after? If you shout to a human being, when God will come passing, will you pierce yourself in the ground and get out, and you prove that the glory is coming back more than of a human being? What followed this thing? Acts 12 verse 23.
Amangu ago malaika wa mukama na mukuba kubanga tawadde katonda kitibwa naalibwe mvunyu naafa.
Malaika Abaddoni yamukubira oruyi.
Abaddon struck him.
Malaika
ule magobi. The angel of hell.
Yagamba kufaso ko.
He told death, get aside. He slapped him immediately. And he wrote immediately. He finished worms at him immediately. And they took the spirit to hell. They familiarized God with power.
But
great men of his who have the real power of God. According to Isaiah 13, the great men of God whom he likes to be, he speaks of them like that. Now you speak in power that you are God. And you capture people. He struck him, slapped him.
Ate balinde kubanga ebiro byokuddamu babo bembe bituuse.
Seasons of being slapped and preached again.
Wodi eri mweyogezanga Katonda.
Speaking like God out there.
Oja kubo kyali babatu. Katonda wange uya atambula. Uya ayita
passing.
Bakubuzo wo weka yaliwo.
Ask you who is your own God alone you possess.
Malaika komulundi we
vu. An angel comes once.
Na kubuza ndago uwo.
Ask you.
Nange nkula go wafe.
Show me your God and show you our God. For he is the God of all with flesh and blood. Even angels have the board of heaven. They took say that he is his God. Now you are claiming he is now yours. Show us your God and we show you our God.
There are
things we are going to do and they're amazing. Don't think they're just teaching just.
He
never does something before he reveals to his prophets. He's going to reveal
it.
You are going to see what he's going to do next. And you claim again to be spiritual father. An angel will come to ask you if you have ever bathed him.
Are you the father of all souls? Have you asked me? You will see the angel of death before you. You know who birthed me. When did you give birth to me? We
two
are spirits.
The
things we speak, let me tell you, they are full of powers of darkness in the people.
That you are the
spiritual father. When did you ever do that? That you are the father, priest. The father in the Lord. When did you ever give birth for us within the Lord? When did you meet God and you birthed us in him? Words are full of powers of darkness. And people speak them every day. And God is ready to adjust everyone what they've spoken. You know why it's written like that? Most of the words are full of powers of darkness. The priest, they want to speak it out. Our Father in the Lord.
When
did you give birth to us in the Lord? When did you meet with the Lord? When did you marry the Lord?
You
joke to the spirit of powers of darkness. As you see with us in the world,
therefore the powers of darkness entered
and did more blasphemous things.
Acts
14. From verse
6. We baita kukisinga kyonna okutuuka epapo ne balaba omuntu omulogo nabbi ow'obulimba
mulogo ate nga nabbi
a sorcerer and a prophet at the same time. You have to know,
abalogo baddukadde eri mu masabo
kali ate sorcerers ran away from the physical shrines we used to know.
And
they came in the church of Christ. They called themselves prophets by their sorcerers.
A
person who brings the dead forefathers, how they are in the shrine. What kind of prophet is that? They prophesy. They
prophesy
the spirit of counsel of the devils, which is deceptive. Now here is a prophet, but is followed by powers which are not God. A sorcerer yet a prophet.
When
you think is working, yet he's bewitching.
Acts 13
verse 6.
We baita kukizinga kyonna ne batuka epafo ne balaba omuntu omulogo nabbi ow'obulimba Omuyudaaya erinnya lye Balisa eyali awamu n'owessaza Omuruumi Serugiyo Pawulo omuntu ow'amagezi oyo n'ayita Balunabba ne Sawulo
yali musajja nga w'amagezi
n'agamba
nze bampitire gunde gwe bambulire
ekigambo
ono wadde aloga naye
kitabo kigambo kyonna I don't see the word he speaks.
Remember,
this was an official in the government. But he had seen sorcery. Don't think that Museveni doesn't know that these pastors are sorcerers. He knows they are sorcerers. He
took
questions, where is the word? One day was on television, he said, the gospel preached to them, I don't understand it. We used to hear the gospel, but today the things of salvation have failed me. I think the Muslims are better. We preach the gospel before, but it's not this one. He knows they are sorcerers because he failed to go where he can go. These officials which are not it, that these people are sorcerers, but we have nothing to do.
Overdog.
Those reasons, those things are happening in the world. Praise Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is not of confusion. According to 1 Corinthians 14, he says our God is a God of order, not confusion. Praise Jesus. But those confusions, all of them, when the Spirit wants to beat, he doesn't cause confusions.
He can
find you in the seat and it deals with you as we are studying.
Kubanga buyajja okuba keldo
when he came to strike Carol, others he never struck them.
Teyakuba bali kubanga bagambye ndi Katonda.
He never beat the others because they said he's God.
Wabula yakuba ono eyeyogezanga Katonda.
He beat this one who claimed to speak like God.
Ereye kakasambuye ye Katonda.
He proved himself to be God.
Nakirisa n'abantu ba Katonda.
He even made God's people to believe he's God.
Katweyongere bikwa batume.
Tuli bikole batume esula ya 13 olinyirwa musango.
Acts 13 verse 7.
Oyo yali wamu n'owessaza omulumi Serugiyo Pawulo, omuntu w'amagezi onaayita Balunabba ne Sawulo, n'ayagala okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Naye njagala kuwulira ku
kigambo. I feel thirsty.
Mubalaba abakulembeza
abo. You see those leaders?
Batera okugenda yoko nga bagakalira.
They try to go and they select people today.
Basingana babalagulako.
They find prophecies upon them.
Now
all the man I have it.
Mpe ku kigambo.
Give me of the word.
Naye nga balinayo n'ekimu.
But do they have anyone?
Balinayo mbwa zoka.
They have only dogs there.
Bikolaba tume sura ya 13 n'olinyirwa 8.
Acts 13 verse 8.
Naye Eruma omulogo, kubanga erinnya lye bwe livunulwa.
Tiritegeeza nti mulogo.
It means the sorcerer.
Uyizo singana omuntu nga amuyita erinnya.
We find a person with the name.
Nti oba Kiganda.
I hear Kiganda.
Ngali mu bya Kiganda eby'ekirogo.
And in the things of the Kiganda as the wizards.
The person
is called Kayanja, but is always residing in the waters.
And he don't know that
the name, it came to pass to him as his name is.
Kakande
and the Kakande where he is
on,
in the thickets of the wizards is where he is always.
Ah, Acts 13 verse 8.
You've heard very clear. The sorcerer began to oppose these ones. He wanted to divert them from the official to access them. Verse
9. He tells the devil.
Yatuke sana arabira dala ngono ye
and so this one
yenyikira dala mu buzibwa wa Satan
deeper into the systems of the devils
namuga gwestani yakujuza amwe kibicho na
filled all evil within you
eroli mwana we
and you are his child
abikwa batume 10 na 3 10 naga manti gwe ajude obukusa bonna nokukola obikonna omwana wa Satan omulabe w'obutuukirivu bwonna tolireka kukyamya makubo ga mukama waffe amagolokofu kaakano laba omukono gwa mukama waffe guli ku ggwe onooba muzibe w'amaaso nga tolaba enjuba ebiro bingiko amangu ago ekifu ne kimugwako n'ezikisa n'awa manta n'anoonya abantu ab'okumukwata ku mukono
buliriza bulungi
nti
abasajja no babeera n'amaanyi
ag'omulogo
naye nga bw'ogamba amaaso waje gava
okubeeranga
tamanyiyo wabula nga byonna bye bakozesa katonda ali waggulu ennyo ye yabitonda naye nga wano batukakasa bo
b'amaanyi
nga tebayinza tonda wadde
eriiso
era neryo lyalowooza okuba nti
awonyezzaatandikiddeku
eryo mukama lye
yatondabaali
batonzeyo
eriiso
kale obanga balina obuyinza batonde amaaso amalala abiri ku bwenye
bw'omuntu
omanyi waliwo ebintu tutanazuula maanyi
gaamaanyi
g'ekizibu galizaako
tubuzaabatandikira
ku kya mukama kye yakola
mugambe
obanga olina amaanyi tondayo amaaso amalala
wano
olyoko ngambe nsinze
katonda
kubanze ndi mwetegefu
osinza
katonda w'abantu bonna
ekimuyisa
katonda w'abantu
bonna
kubanga buli kitundu ky'olina ku yakitonda awatali kumanya kwa maama
wo
newankubadde omulogo
yenna
awo wessaza bwe yalaba nga bwe kibadde nakkiriza nga yeewuunya nnyo okuyigiriza kwa mukama waffe awo pawulo ne banne ne bawanika amatanga okuva e Pafo ne batuuka e Peruga
yesu
yeebazibwekatusomeko
katonda wakumubuuliza essuula esooka nga tuzingako ebitonotono ku bitunda
byeko
ku mwoyo gw'amaanyi ga
Setaani
agasibye abantu obutajjaeri okutegeera
katonda
nga bongera mu maaso n'okubasiringa mu nnamba
666
mubuuliza essuula esooka onyo olusooka
omubuulizi essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olusooka ebigambo eby'omubuulizi mutabani wa Dawudi kabaka mu Yerusaalemi obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu bwonna bw'ayogera omubuulizi obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu bwonna yonna butaliimu magoba ki omuntu gajja mu mulimu gwe gwonna gwakola wansi w'enjuba emirembe emirala gigenda n'emirembe emirala gijja
wuliriza ekibeera ku
weyeewaana
leero
era
alowooza okuyimirira manya nti
sigwasoose
amaanyi agakakasa nti kati gwe gwo
ow'amaanyigakuliyimba
kubanga emirembe emirala gyayitawo
dda
era abaali bakufaanana bangi
abaayitawonaye
bakwatibwako omukono gwa
mukama
era baavaawo
sigwasoose
kakubenga oli mukulembeze
mu nsimu
sigwasoose okuwaganyala
bangi
bawaganyadde
We had this one who stepped on the Bible. This Libyan leader, Gaddafi. Can he ever come back to that? He had many. He was a sorcerer. And he trusted much in sorcery. But the sins were being taken away.
He missed
and he was dragged like a dead dog. There is no authority and power. If you need to gather how much money, if
you need
to gather how many weapons, the powers of darkness capture someone.
In
that moment they feel strength and they see they can do whatever they want. And they say, this time I'm going to be in your place. And it's there. Trusted, deceptive powers. But many have been and they were just like that. All generations passed. And the Ecclesiastes says, are you still fit to trust the powers prevailing? What you see within the people. Know there is a power which has been all generations from the creations of heavens and earth, from before heavens and earth was the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 4.
Emirembe emirala kigenda, emirembe emirala kijja.
And other generations come like that. But God did like this. The powers of darkness, they confuse us.
Gatia.
How?
Because
the one neighboring you when they go and they bring back another and powers of darkness tell you, you are still many. You see. And you never think of the one who
went.
If God did it like this and in Uganda they die all of them, and they don't restore others, what can you trust else? Now listen. Powers of darkness, they are surround the one surrounding you.
No comfort.
And you feel comfort. You feel, yes, we are many. We can't even fight God. You know, building the tower, what did he tell us? In Genesis 11, we saw we are numerous. And we
said
we're going to build a tower until we reach heaven. God did just a little and confused the tongues. It ended all there. There is a power.
As
you are speaking your prophecies, and God will change the tongue. And you tell yourself, I don't understand. And you tell yourself, I'm getting mad when you're speaking Hebrew. Captures the time to speak people. I want to die now. I want to die. You're speaking it to yourself. Let me tell you, we have trusted power, which is deceptive and of darkness.
Then we are building
in Genesis 11, and they speak the same language. They build their strong. The power has to reach. We are
determined.
It has to reach.
They
break, make. They will know how to build.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes, they have been told you have a big head. It's like planet Earth. If you want to get examples, get back to the languages.
You may find someone
speaking and you think he's abusing you.
Bueno.
When they add another, as you say, you are even a god.
Yes.
For you have heard as if it's a, yet they say a god. I mean dog. What does it mean, bueno? When they speak it very well.
What does it mean?
Kakati.
Now, kakati.
Kakati. Kakati wa Omuganda mamaga mambwenu.
Omuganda is so dibwenu.
Ani kuogama mamundi.
Why do you say that about a dog?
Ori ayinzo mugamba orinka
another ikati orinka
omuganda akimara orinka ali kino tungamba ori musiru
ayoni why are you speaking
naga mbala bikachisezeka panga mamu
how can it be Ethiopia musu
angamba ndi mukojo
can you tell me about susu
kati bigambo bigenda byedilingana bwe bito
bavitabu as they repeat and they have troubled the people. Another is just asking, where are you?
And
the guy asks, what am I? You are abusing me, what? And they begin to fight there.
Let me tell you,
can go out in
English
and hear a rocket going to fight.
Another speaks a
language
of the man
and you hit each other with your own bombs and you begin to fight each other.
After we shall
start,
we don't know what
we're going to do in this world.
The witches
said they will overturn the world are coming.
They will
come to attack
and
say, Lord, you touch their tongues
and they speak
what doesn't connect.
You
know what he did to the time of Elijah?
Many
reached and they don't understand Elijah. God can create another face on you immediate. And the other saw them with another person.
He
took them in the city. He bought tea for them. And
he
opened their eyes and they knew they were with him. The man has even given us tea.
There are things
we never understood on the power
of God,
but you know this power which makes you fall down.
Don't
joke with God, he knows the switch of everything.
He
can find people in parliament and confuse the entire parliament. And they see the reasoning words. Each one speaks a language they don't understand.
Speaker ya soka.
The speaker is the first.
Mwemwe nabali abatu demo no temu ina magezi rate mutekera.
You are here, you are foolish and don't understand.
Choka bali baba chiwulira ate
mulimi baba tamanyiko. Yet the others listen that and they don't understand the Kwe language. But they are listening.
Oria yogera tamanyi nti
abamba. The one speaker doesn't know is a
bali bawulira ati avuma.
The others they are hearing she's abusing them.
Ababa rondo babo bate basiri kwenkana
ki nange simanya they are foolish
naye katayi awulira agamba
muri
barungi nyoba ne mukoze
omuli mulungi how she fishes getting pleased of what they are doing.
Bible yegamba yasobola okusula abalangira eddalunga
tabakitegeere princesses mad when they don't understand it.
Nibo olaba amanye ngene je twesize mu
amanye kizi trusted the power of God.
Kako ata abantu batani ko kwesigana
chat people they begin to trust each other.
For
the generation doesn't totally get wiped out.
They
see there are others who are brought
back.
What powers add on the ones you're trusting?
He
is not the God who adds on.
He
is not the one who brings the spirit.
He is
not the one who brings them bodies in their mother's wombs. Now, you, a leader who says you are strong. When they take you back, you are a baby.
Ani
who strengthened your bones? And who created them? See how you say. We lifted.
The
youth is like that. A chest is out like that. And the girl is also like that. They see the power
behind
which is in their waist.
But it
was just down there lying.
The
powers of darkness captured them.
Yes,
they have trusted their parts they're having. That's why God all people.
abazzaayo ku levu eyo bw'abajja mu mubiri
them back to the level you got them from when
they nebakwebasanga era kabebi nga
and they make you sleep like a baby as you were before and you cannot stand yourself even when you raise you up you cannot stand you fall back
kale waveeyo omulambo guyimirire
let the dead body come out to stand. He shows us at the last moment. And
you no more
have any wisdom in you. All that strength we
receive.
The powers of darkness which we are seeing.
The
Ecclesiastes 1:4.
Emirembe emirala gigenda n'emirembe emirala gijja ensi n'ebeereraawo ennaku zonna
nti ne lutuuka ntukimanyira kuba kati singa kale abantu bonna muzza nabukya nga
baafudde
mutandiko
be alerted what has happened.
But because
one by one goes and many others come and we encourage ourselves. And the devil deceives you, see your many.
Nothing is
threatening your many. But who has made you many?
Ecclesiastes 1:5. Era n'enjuba evaayo enjuba n'egwa
nti buli lunaku
every day they know it
ejja
it comes and the sun goes
buyinze biryawo
every day it's normal it comes and goes
bwe buli kya neziba ku
sawa kukagwa become night at midday
era nga bwe yakola ku mulembe
gwa Yoshua at the time of Joshua
neyimirira mu kifo kimu nga tebuziba
still without getting night
ebigenda okuddiira oluvannyuma lw'ebigambo birumanya
after these words no
katonda waliwo omulembe gwagenda okulagiramu amaanyi agasembayo
generation God is going to manifest the last powers
era nga tuli mu mulembe
and we are in that generation
okubakakasa
and to prove them
nti ensi buli kyetebeererawo bwete erina amaanyi agagitambuza
all along the world. The world has not been dead. It has been having power
over it. They will
spend 3 days without seeing it
getting
night. And time is going to be night, yet it is day. Your time will remain moving. It's night, yet it is day.
But when you look, it's
day, sunshine. The sun is still not moving.
Abantu babe era lwe tulaba emmere egeekula
ne
tuga munne ebiwe ebito
ebibeera
ng'odda mu ssabo ng'ologa ng'ogeza kunoonya
maanyi naye
woonaakyo ekyanga emmere
tekumuloga
anaakuza emmere
gye
tewali abantu tetubikuliddwa amaanyi ga katonda
olw'amaanyi
ga basitaani agaatuzingako
amagezi
enjuba twagimanyire
we are used to the sun it will come
leero bwetajja n'otunula essaawa nga
and it's not come back
olw'emmere yeddamu okkula
will your food grow again
okimanyi nti emmere ekulira ku maanyi
gaayo you know that food grows by the power of the sun
mulyaki oluvannyuma
what do you eat after that
musobola okuyagwa bonna mu nsi bakomyawo enjuba
eyo sorcerers to bring back the sun.
This
world has darkness. You have not understood that.
And
the powers of darkness, they corrupted all people. Who can restore the sun if it dare cause? What can we eat after that? If it fails to get there. Yet we see the time has run its day, yet it's not getting there. You know that he said to be day and night himself in Genesis 1 14-20. He is not the one who said the seasons day and night. But a false prophet. And he waits to come day and to show his power during day. And he waits to get night. That he will bewitch more.
Mm-hmm.
Tuli mu buulizi esula esooka n'olunyiriri lwa kutaano.
Ecclesiastes 1:5.
Era enjuba evaayo, enjuba n'egwa. N'eyangwa okugenda mu kifo kyayo gy'eva. Empewo egenda eri obukiika obwa ddyo, n'ekyukira obukiika obwa kkono. N'ekyukakyuka buli kaseera mu kutambula kwayo.
Ffe twakimanyira tulina
okussa. We are used to, we should breathe and we are supposed to breathe.
Egendera ejja kudda.
Oxygen is available, we shall breathe. What color is the oxygen? We don't
put it in
the way. I feel the wind passing.
Anywhere.
Where is it? Me, I'm breathing. I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Who sees it?
Naitosa.
But don't you breathe?
Anywhere.
Where is it?
Anywhere.
The wind is blowing over me.
Anywhere.
Where is the wind? You can't touch it.
But
what are we doing in this world? You will be witches. What are you doing? You bewitch oxygen, okay. People that they may not breathe. If you have much power. Who knows the color of wind? And who? You say you're a great prophet. Tell us that you see so much. Show us the color of wind. Don't you see so much? Aren't you revealed so much? Tell us. Tell us the color of wind. Be revealed and we see of that. Take you to America. Pastor, no.
Nabi.
Pastor, prophet. You are in the spirit?
What?
The color of wind. How come I've never seen it? The madness of the false prophets. The madness of the sorcerers. There are things which
test
our mind, the powers of darkness. I see so much in the spirit. Even though you dream, be very careful. Even though you see,
be
careful not to argue with God's power.
It's
not to show that you are a great person. You humble yourself.
We
shall tell you to tell us how the wind looks like. What color is it?
Bible
says, God measures it in its measure.
Job
28, verse 29. He measures the wind in its measure. He measures what will fit within the planet.
Ojogendo ogulewe obike kuntamu bulungi
ofumba. Go and cover yourself in the saucepan.
Ojigulewe mulundi
gumunge.
Obo muko ogoja kula bajoje.
This is with mist. You see where you end.
Kubaka ligamba munno chintu changu nnyo.
Tell your colleague.
Akufuwe ko munyindo saazi no ulire.
Tell them to blow in your nose and fear.
Chintu changu nnyo.
Yes, where is it?
Ogenda boda ochigezesi.
You go test it.
Mugamba kuba. Oja ulira ngozilika.
You feel your fainting. You think who blew in my nose and I proved it? Me, I was trained by God. Everything
you
told me, I'll do an example, do it to you.
And
I'll feel someone blowing me. And I'm telling him, stop. And you see, I measure the oxygen of humanity. When I leave it coming on speed, they can faint. Give me all examples.
What are we not talking about?
When you see them, they're like easy, simple things.
But
the power of the Lord is hidden within them. Who measures wind?
We just
we are breathing all our lives.
And
the false prophets
and
that sorcerer, they claim to show powers. Take oxygen off them and see whether they will manifest powers.
The
person shouldn't make you
angry.
They want to show powers of their God.
We want
to show them the power of our God.
They will
tell us, take us to see to show power. Me, I'll be the first. If I can tell you, be the first. I'll be the last like Elijah. Pastor, let me not urge you. I want to show you the power of our God. Let
me
close your nose for 2 hours right now. And we see whether we stand on your power.
Me,
I live when I've made a miracle, and God has made me do a greater miracle.
He falls
down when I've not even did this gymnastics they do. And I
said
that they put a polythene upon them. Amen.
Yes, you ever see
Jesus. This world has problems,
really.
Ecclesiastes 1, verse 6.
Empeo egenda eri obukiika obwa ddyo, n'ekyukira obukiika obwa kkono. Ekyuka kyuka buli kiseera mu kutambula kwayo, empewo nedda nate mu kwetoloola kwayo.
It
keeps rotating to give us service. The spirit passing, coming, passing.
We don't know
who does all this.
We receive
power in other things. You get a car, and you remember to praise the power of God. You build a house, and you see God is a worker. But he asks us
someone,
now glorify me for the works I do. End on miracles, car and houses. Every day is working his works. And the
Ecclesiastes
says, many works God does behind under the sun, which have not been revealed to man.
Ecclesiastes 1 verse
7.
Emigga kyonna gigenda mu nnyanja, naye nnyanja tejjula. Mukipo emiga jichigenda eyo jichigenda nate.
Kakati obuzibu
twasimana no brother. Problem we found else.
Tutulabira ngo omugabiri
nakubuita ngo. Streams passing every day.
Na kugenda ne gudda.
It goes and comes, it goes.
Nebuiwa munyaga ne kuvamu.
And which is the seed gets back.
Na yate bidagire bo bidagiro bya
mukama. But those streams are on the commands of God.
Kati fetulo wozo ba ani atambuza amazi
ga. Who moves this water?
Fetunywa.
We drink
it.
We shall to drink.
Naga itajiruta daba kubagu osima busimia.
For you just sit down and you find water down there.
Naga siba gatambuza.
But he remained moving it every day.
When we tell
you to stop moving, what will you do?
But
we are used to that all.
We those
teams have to go and come back.
But
people have been all along seeing it happening.
You
promised that you give them blood instead of streams. And in the streams, blood would rather flow. And the angel of water
said,
Lord, it's required of them to drink of that blood. For they kill your prophets. But the streams have come. And
they are going
to see some streams flowing like blood. Passing their villages.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But you
that they will know. All along, it's not been moving by their own.
It's
been on the commands of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
We
shall be standing from there.
To
reveal the spirit of power of the devil. Which through it passes the number 666. And it confuses.
To
cover behind the power of God.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. God bless you.
Thank
you for coming.